إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, we continue with our series on resilience. And yesterday, as I mentioned, the second step of resilience is to have absolute faith, unshakable faith in your success, in your eventual success. First step is to recognize the problem that you are facing. Recognize the fact that you are in serious trouble. Not try to disguise it, but to accept it. Second one is unshakable faith in eventual success. Now, this is very important, this unshakable faith, because the natural consequence of recognizing the difficulty is that one tends to get discouraged, one tends to lose hope, one tends to despair. The bigger the difficulty, the easier it is to fall into the trap of depression and despair and say, this is so big, I am finished. I will perish. There is no way I can survive. You know, this is a very easy conclusion. And that's the reason why this absolute faith in success is essential, because that is the safety net which will save you from falling into the hole of despair. Once you are in the hole of despair, then first of all it is kufr, because you are denying the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly, then you can't get out of that. Once you are in that spin, then you are gone. So how to stay out of the spin is to have this complete faith in eventual success. Now, how do you have this faith in eventual success? Because any faith, if it is completely blind, then it's blind, you know. So, and we don't have blind faith in Islam. We have faith based on proof. So therefore, in Islam, this faith in eventual success is based on tawakkul ala Allah, on relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in many times in the Quran this issue of tawakkul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The famous ayat in Suratul Al Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His greatness and His majesty. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِي الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُضِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah gives to whoever He wants without account. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us without hisab and not to take hisab, inshallah. So this is one place. Many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my Nabi, say to them that it is my Rabb, inna Rabbi, my Rabb, who gives more and gives less. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Who gives a lot of rizq to some people and He constricts it also to other people or to the same people. Sometimes He gives more, sometimes He gives less. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know this, don't understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us many instances in the Quran where Allah gives rizq without asking, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rizq without any effort on the part of the person. Please understand this. This is from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not saying you don't have to make effort. You make effort, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But Allah gives without effort. And the biggest example and the finest example of that is the story of Maryam alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself mentioned in His kalam, where Zakariya alayhi salam comes into the room where Maryam alayhi salam is sitting, and she is engaged in ibadah, and Zakariya alayhi salam sees their fruits which are out of season fruits, fresh fruits. And Zakariya alayhi salam knows that when he left Maryam alayhi salam in that room, the room was empty, there was nothing in the room. And Zakariya alayhi salam, for the safety of Maryam alayhi salam, because she was a little girl at that time, and for her safety, Zakariya alayhi salam used to lock the room from outside. So he used to lock her inside. Whenever he went anywhere to do something, when he comes back and he opens the door to check on her, he finds that there is fresh fruit in the room. And so he asks, Ya Maryam, Anna laki hadha, O Maryam, where did this come from? What did she say? This is min Rabbi, from my Rabb. Hada min indillah. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she said, Yarzuhu man yasha'u bi ghayri hisab. He gives to whoever he wants without hisab. What effort did she make? She was sitting inside the room. She was praying. That's it. She was making dua. That is it. And I do not even know. I cannot say that she was making dua for that fruit. I don't think she was. She was making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sends malaika with the food, with the fruit from Jannah. And Zakariya alayhi salam, this is the quality of the muttaqoon. Zakariya alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maryam alayhi salam, remember, Maryam alayhi salam is not a Nabi. And at that time when this incident happened, she is a little girl. But that happens to her. And Zakariya alayhi salam, who is a Nabi, he recognizes this. He recognizes the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not. He just asked her, where is it from? He didn't argue with her. He didn't say, how can you say this? Somebody may have come. No. He knows. He knows exactly what is going on. He recognizes the sign. What does he do? Immediately he stands in his mihrab and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, I have no warith. Give me a son. To carry forward this work of da'watuddin. And he makes this whole beautiful dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, which also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his kalam. He talks about his own weakness, he talks about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which is not normally possible. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, I have read in the Quran in more than 90 places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preordained rizq that he has written for his slaves, and I read only in one place that shaitan frightens you with starvation. The greatness and glory and majesty of Allah, that Allah will give, Allah has given, Allah has written. And only one place that shaitan frightens you with, poverty. The question is, who do you want to believe? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, it is my yaqeen that if something has been written for me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if that thing is at the bottom of the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will bring that thing to me at its time, even if I don't ask. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says that if something reaches me, then I know that this was meant for me. And if something passes me by, then I know that this was not meant for me. And remember, when people like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhum, when they speak, they are not speaking from themselves, they are speaking what they heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. Tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how this tawakkul will come. Where he said, innama al-mu'minuna al-ladhina idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum. First and foremost condition is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And this zikr, doing it in such a way that that zikr which has some effect on the heart. Not just spinning a tasbih, not just clicking a counter, not just repeating names. Focusing on the heart. What is the effect? Wajilat qulubuhum. Dhukir Allahu wajilat qulubuhum. Wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadathum imana. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, before these mu'mineen, their iman increases. And the consequence of that, Allah mentioned, is what? وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Tawakkul comes by connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And this is the proof of the Muslim. The Muslim believes, you might ask me, people who are not Muslim, who we knew that they were not Muslim, they also had absolute faith in success. Yesterday I gave you the example of Nelson Mandela. He was not a Muslim, and to the best of my knowledge, wala halam, Allah knows who dies in what condition, but to the best of my knowledge, he did not die on Islam either. But he had unshakable faith in his success. Now you might say, well, you know, how come you're linking it to Islam? How come he also had success, and similarly other people who were not Muslim, they also had unshakable faith in success? My answer is, they had unshakable faith in success and their faith was blind. If you had gone and asked them, how do you know you will succeed? What will they say? They will say, no, I just know. I have spoken to other people, not Nelson Mandela, but I have spoken to other people, entrepreneurs and so on and so forth, going through the difficult time, but had very good faith and they were not Muslim. And I asked them, I said, how do you have this faith? How do you know? He said, no, I just know. What is the meaning of I just know? What is the meaning of I just know? It has no meaning. You choose to believe, that's it. If I ask you, what is your proof? We have no proof. I just want to believe. Fine, that's good. I mean, even if you are believing without proof, this is a good belief, so have a good belief. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong. But I'm just saying that there is no faith. That faith is not Islam. Islam is faith with evidence. Adu ilallah ala basiratin. And what is our evidence? Our evidence is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It is the teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those are the proofs that I'm giving you. Not one, many. We believe with yaqeen. And our tawakkul comes with this. And Allah told us how that comes. With zikr of Allah. A zikr which produces an effect on the heart. And that's why it's very important when we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself, what is the effect on my heart? When you read the Quran, ask yourself, what is the effect on my heart? I just read this kalam. What did it do for me? I just prayed 2 rakat of salah, salatul fajr. What did that do for me? We should take our own hisab. This is not for telling anybody else. No. For our own self and say, I just prayed 2 rakat, salatul fajr. What effect did it have on me? I'm not saying repeat your salah, but I'm saying that, I mean, this is what people used to do, not with the fard salah, but with the nawafil. With tahajjud and other nawafil, they would pray 2 rakat and they would take hisab. What is the effect of this salah on me? And I find, well, you know, not much, or maybe no effect, I just prayed. No, then I repeat. And I repeat, and I repeat, and I repeat, until I am satisfied that alhamdulillah, this 2 rakat of salah did something for me. No matter how long it takes. And that is, for anything there is mashq, there is practice. There is practice. So, if you do that thing many, many times, you get good at it. Who is the best at anything? The one who does it the most. Therefore, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be done again and again and again until we get a handle on it. So, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And the result of that is وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. We have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that tawakkul is what takes us through those dark nights. That is what takes us through those low points in life. Everybody gets them. Everybody has low points and high points in life. And that tawakkul is what takes you through those low points in life. Because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is watching. That there is no one who has more mercy than Allah. There is no one who has more compassion than Allah. There is no one who has more power to change things than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has promised to change things and I have to focus on Him. Now the issue of do you have to make an effort? Yes, you make also effort. Nothing wrong with making effort. But don't put your faith in the effort. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did He call the effort? He called it search for the fadl of Allah. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah did not say create your rizq. He said search for your rizq. Please understand, these words of the Quran have to be reflected upon. And Allah did not say, create your risk, make your risk. Allah said, search for it. What is the meaning of searching? If I tell you, search for an elephant in this room, can you search for an elephant in this room? Why not? Because there is no elephant in this room. But if I tell you, search for a plastic chair, can you search for a plastic? Yes. Supposing I tell you, search for one of those. You know, mosquito whacking bats. Search for a cap, yes. Search for a mushaf, yes. The precondition of giving an instruction to say search for such and such, the precondition is that thing exists, that thing is there. That is how you can find it. If somebody is giving you an instruction to say search for such and such a thing and that thing is not there, then that instruction is an insane instruction. It's a stupid instruction. It cannot be completed, it cannot be fulfilled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give instructions like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gives an instruction which is possible to do. There is nothing that Allah has told us which is impossible. Because how will Allah give an illogical instruction? He cannot give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us logical instructions. So Allah said, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Search for the fadl of Allah. Which means the fadl of Allah has already been given for you. What is written for you is there. Allah says, go pick it up. Just go pick it up. And those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even send them to pick it up. Allah sends it to them. For some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends it to them. Hey, boy, live. For others, Allah will say, nahi, wahan jao. Go take it from there. Alhamdulillah, whichever way Allah wishes, and we ask Allah to give us the first one, he say, I always make this dua. I said, ya Allah, why must I move? Why must I move? You give me. I asked you, why must I ask anybody else? Why must I go and search? Why must I make an effort? I will make an effort for you. Not for this. This you give me. So searching, alhamdulillah, is halal, is jais. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do that. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. But Allah said, while you are doing the search, don't forget Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَثِيرًا. Lots of it. While you are searching for the fadl of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, don't forget Allah. Don't say, oh, time for salah. No, we'll wait. We'll pray. There is No. You are searching for something which He has given you. When the time for salah comes, you pray. Leave this search. Doesn't matter, it is there. Where will it go? Where will it go? It has to come. This is where shaitan comes in. Oh, if you don't do now, this deal is gone. Then what do? You show him Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab's photograph, he'll run away. You tell him, Sayyidina Umar said, if it is meant for me, it has to come. Where will it go? And if it goes, it wasn't meant for me anyway. So forget it. I'm not interested. But I will not delay the salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, khalas, this is what I have to do at this time. The salah has been made fard at its particular time. Not whenever we feel like praying. No. At its particular time. So I'm going to search for the fadl of Allah in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me, which is through doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kathiran. Lots of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the tawakkul, that is the absolute faith and success, inshallah. And tomorrow we'll talk about the third part of resilience, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us able to do these things and to be pleased with us and to enable us and to help us and to show us His signs in a way that we will sing His praises and His glory and His majesty throughout our lives and we go in that state with Him, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.